This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people in London have continued to line up around the clock to file past the Queen's coffin as it lies in state. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Mourners determined to pay their respects to the Queen got in line overnight in anticipation of a 16-hour-long queue. British actor Michael Howe said Britain's moment in history feels special.
And this is like a pilgrimage. It's quite extraordinary morning.
Armed with tents and sleeping bags, some mourners like Shirin Thorpe have started camping out along the funeral procession route to make sure they get a glimpse of the ceremony.
And we didn't want to miss the chance of not being able to see the Queen passing us and the royal family, and we can mourn and pay our respects alongside them.
While security is tight, Thorpe says everyone has been quite supportive.
The public and the police have all been supporting us, well-wishing, patting us on the back for being so loyal to the royal family. And, you know, we're tough women like the Queen. We're true Brits. We can do it.
Karen Chamas, London.
Prosecutors in an area of Ukraine where Russian forces recently retreated in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. In an online statement, prosecutors in the Kharkiv region said they found a basement where Russian forces allegedly tortured prisoners in a village near the border with Russia. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine during the night, officials said Sunday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A government-allied Somali militia killed at least 45 al-Shabaab fighters and beheaded some of them, three witnesses said on Sunday, as citizens in central regions of the country increasingly take up arms against the insurgents. The beheadings on Saturday followed a battle in a region where there have been significant fighting this month between al-Shabaab and newly expanded militias allied with the federal government. Al-Shabaab, an allied al-Qaeda-linked Islamist group, has been fighting Somalia's weak central government since 2006. Somalia has been in civil war since 1991 when clan-based warlords overthrew a dictator then turned on each other. Africa's most industrialized economy, South Africa, is again facing sweeping power cuts caused by failures at aging and poorly maintained infrastructure, the nationalized utility company said Sunday. State-owned Eskom announced, quote, a high stage of load shedding this week, using language for planned outages. On an 8-notch scale of rolling blackouts, the country has reached the 6th critical stage. Residents and businesses will face several outages of several hours daily. Level 6 was seen in June in the middle of the southern winter, amid an increase in energy consumption and pressure on production. After years of mismanagement and corruption, the public company is unable to produce enough energy for the country, which is regularly plunged into darkness. A strong earthquake has shaken much of Taiwan, killing one person and injuring nine. A three-story building was toppled, but all four people trapped inside were rescued. The magnitude 6.8 quake on Sunday also stranded about 400 tourists on a mountainside and knocked part of a passenger train off its tracks. It was the largest earthquake that rattled the island's southeastern coast since Saturday evening, when a 6.4 quake struck the same area. Over 7,000 households lost power. Recapping our top story, thousands of police, hundreds of troops, and an army of officials in Britain are making final preparations for the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II. The funeral Monday will be a spectacular display of national mourning and the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. U.S. President Joe Biden and other leaders are arriving in London for the funeral. Thousands of people continued to line up Sunday to file past the Queen's coffin as it lies in state at Parliament's Westminster Hall. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.